This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other.
David Knight's riding the shotgun with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Hackers came out yesterday and said that they would hack Facebook this weekend, that they would take over Zuckerberg's account and delete it. Well, it looks like that just started to happen. Attackers gained access to more than 50 million users' accounts. Facebook has admitted that a security breach let hackers gain access to more than 50 million accounts. The monumental blunder was revealed late on Friday afternoon, 3 days after the attack actually took place. The folks that founded Instagram, that's fast growing, Facebook is collapsing. We have that from internal sources, but now it's in the news. And so it shows the whole thing is unraveling, and the big heads of it are quietly unloading their stocks. Everybody should know that Facebook will be like MySpace within a year, in my educated opinion. And Google's going to get in a lot of trouble as well. So don't think all this is happening by accident. Go ahead and keep messing with the American people. Keep siding with the communist China and Russia and the globalists and see what happens, Google. See what happens, Apple. See what happens, Facebook. You're like, what do you mean? They're all saying Russia's the enemy all day. Oh, yeah, right. They'll sell out to any foreign power. They hate this country. That's who the left are. Do two more segments with David Knight, and then I'm going to get to a bunch of clips. And then Owen Schroyer is coming in here loaded for bear with a lot of big clips and other key things we're going to get to. But the process is they need to pass this out of committee, and then they're saying it could go to a vote. It's early today. Some are saying next week. David, what do you have on that process? Because, like you said, it seems nebulous. The whips don't know. Those are the guys, again, for both parties that go and count the votes and figure out what they've got. So I guess we're all just sitting here in rapt attention.
Yeah, we don't really know, because we've got people who are red state Democrats, people like Manchin, a place of West Virginia where it went heavily for President Trump, but he's a Democrat, so he is just sitting on the fence. He's not going to tell anybody how he's going to vote until he actually does it. He says he's undecided. Then we got flakes like Jeff Flake, and we've got liberal Republicans who are also doing the same thing. Some of them have come out and said they're not going to do it. So it really is a toss-up. And I imagine this is in a state of flux. Those types of people are going to stick their finger into the wind as to what they're going to do and who's going to cut the best deal for them. You've got a lot of people like Jeff Flake who are not going to be coming back, and so he's a real dangerous wild card. They're going to have to get some Democrats who are up for election in some of these red states. So this really is a battle for public opinion, sure. And that's really what they're going to be putting forward to them. Yeah.
Why do you think Flake signaled, though, that there's no evidence that he did any of this and he's going to sign the due process? I think that's honorable.
Yeah, yeah. And he's getting a lot of attack for that. So they're going to put pressure on him. The longer they
wait, that's how the law works. If people don't have evidence or witnesses and their witnesses say the opposite, they're discredited. I think people are being far too nice to Ford. I mean, if she had a bunch of witnesses saying, I'd say, well, it's not rape, but it's not good behavior. Is there any other evidence of this? And maybe it disqualifies him. But they don't have any witnesses to even the party she said happening.
That's right. Well, she talks about her lifelong friend, Leyland, who, through her lawyer, gave a statement saying that I have absolutely no recollection of this, any of this. I don't know Brett Kavanaugh. I never saw him at a party and so forth. And so her response to all that in that questioning yesterday was to say, well, you know, she sent me a text and said she's so sorry about this. And it's like, yeah, she's sorry because her lawyer advised her not to commit perjury and go to jail for 5 years because they're not going to protect somebody that commits perjury like that, like they protected James Clapper when he committed perjury. So, yeah, she's not going to talk about that online and maybe send her a message saying, yeah, yeah, sorry, I can't lie for you. Can we still be friends? She doesn't have anything to back her up. Absolutely nothing. Just as Ted Cruz said, we typically have somebody say one thing, the other person says the other thing. So you look at ancillary evidence, you look at witnesses. She has none. That's why the due process is important. The presumption of innocence is important.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We are watching, set for the vote to go out of committee and go to the full House, full Senate. We're going to be tracking it all today on Alex Jones, David Knight, riding shotgun, Owen Schroyer, coming up on this Friday edition. Live, continuous coverage of the Kavanaugh Circus. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I looked into the tweet that Michael Savage put out. We're talking to Savage right now about getting him to pop on the show today. He's got a sore throat. So normally only does his show, he has a sore throat. We may be getting him on, obviously, because he knows time is of the essence. But we're going to talk about this next segment. The question is not if Ford is connected to the CIA and leftist groups in the CIA. The fact is, are they in control of her? And it's pretty damning evidence. I mean, this lady runs the internship for the CIA. When you talk about the CIA, it's not like the actual military that does fighting and killing. You've got all these operatives and analysts and people that basically just spy on Americans and engage in mafia corruption to make sure that small businesses never take off, independent companies never take off. They want to make sure that the economy consolidates, that we're poor and under their control. That's in the WikiLeaks, is that their main job is to transfer jobs offshore, destroy the United States infrastructure, destroy the family. And there have been declassified documents where the leftist arm of the CIA put out ugly architecture, ugly art. I mean, their job is to create transgender children. Their job is to end fertility. This is all declassified. That's the leftist CIA, not the one you see in movies, you know, or MI6 James Bond stuff. That's not. It's chicken neck weird dingbats like her and her family that just sit inside the CIA and just engorging, themselves on the system. So it's a club. It's a game. And I knew she had connections, but holy Toledo, when I read all these and checked them during the last few breaks, it's pretty damning. So we're going to be looking at that coming up. But she says she has PTSD. She says she has PTSD from someone throwing her on a bed and rolling around for 10 seconds compared to what women go through in general with real sexual assaults and childbirth and just everything. It's just not credible, and there's no witnesses. It's insane. David Knight, I want to go to a few minutes of Kavanaugh's opening statement. I thought it was powerful. I thought it was very real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they made fun of him because his face was getting contorted. He was trying not to cry because this guy's into being a goody two-shoes, and he's all into being in control of his life, top of his class, you name it. And, I mean, this is very destructive. This is when you're falsely accused, it makes you very, very angry, but also makes you very, very sad for your children. I mean, you've been falsely accused working here. I've been falsely accused.
Yeah,
we've experienced things that are just absolutely incredible. We're not whining. It just makes us know we must defeat these people. So, you know, maybe I'm biased because I've been lied about so much by the left that I see a story that has, you know, thousands of holes in it and there's a statute of limitations and due process and innocent until proven guilty. And I just say this is a fraud. What do you say?
Well, I say I heard that, Alex, and I heard it on my way home yesterday. I was listening to it live. And I was very moved by what was happening to him. Again, as you said, you know, we've experienced some of this. I've had former friends that even before all this stuff started were saying, you got to take InfoWars off or I'm going to get off of Facebook. And I wrote him a long letter explaining to them why the First Amendment is far more important than their political prejudice and what they're trashing. And that's really, you know, when we look at things, it's worthwhile to get upset about things. And when I looked at the testimony of Dr. Ford, I didn't find her credible because I didn't find her upset about this. I found him credible because I believe he's an innocent man, and he was very angry about that. But then we look at what Jimmy Kimmel was saying. And he says, so at halftime, you know, it was riveting to watch. She was very credible. It's like, I didn't find it credible on the details or anything else. I understand that she was able to get through that because we had this prosecutor who was kind of dithering and not drawing any conclusions. And she would come in and ask a few questions. But before she could get to anything and finish up on it, they would send it over for 5 minutes to the Democrats to cover for her. Because so at halftime, says Jimmy Kimmel, it seemed like the Democrats were up by 32 to nothing. Then Brett Kavanaugh sat down and delivered an impassioned 45-minute speech delivered like a frat out of hell, loud, angry, and tearful. Yeah, because he's an innocent man. And I don't know. I just, if you're that prejudiced about this, then that's really what you're going to see.
Well, I mean, David, I can say to you, you've seen the lies of the press about us that are whole cloth.
Yeah.
I mean, do I wear Nazi tennis shoes?
No, you don't. No.
Do we run around? Have you ever heard anyone say the N-word at the office?
No.
And what would you do if you did?
Well, I would push back on that. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But, you know, they put out these slurs, and that's the whole key. We go back and you look at these gang rape statements, and they are not pushing on this Avenatti witness or victim or whatever. They're not pushing on that, but they already threw that stuff out there, and it's already in the public's mind.
And they said he was like trying to rape women on boats, and there were fist fights in Colorado,
exactly.
And they now admit it's all hoaxes.
That's right. Multiple anonymous allegations coming, two of them at least, coming through Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat senator out of
Rhode Island. He really is
worse
than Cory Booker when it comes to this. Let's play a clip here, and then I'll get into how the whole confirmation is going to work. They're set today to vote out of the Judiciary Committee and sometimes early next week in the full Senate, which I think they should just get that vote going now because we'll talk in a moment about what you think is coming in the next 3 or 4 days before the full vote. I mean, who knows the Democrats will pull? They're so
powerful. Yeah, they're going to be working tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. Let's go ahead and roll a clip at the beginning of Judge Kavanaugh's statement.
This is a circus. The consequences will extend long past my nomination. The consequences will be with us for decades. This grotesque and coordinated character assassination will dissuade competent and good people of all political persuasions from serving our country. And as we all know, in the United States political system of the early 2000s, what goes around comes around. I am an optimistic guy. I always try to be on the sunrise side of the mountain, to be optimistic about the day that is coming. But today, I have to say that I fear for the future. Last time I was here, I told this committee that a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public or political pressure. I said I was such a judge, and I am. I will not be intimidated into withdrawing from this process. You've tried hard. You've given it your all. No one can question your effort. But your coordinated and well-funded effort to destroy my good name and destroy my family will not drive me out. The vile threats of violence against my family will not drive me out. You may defeat me in the final vote, but you'll never get me to quit. Never. I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. Not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific. One of my closest friends to this day is a woman who was sexually abused and who in the 1990s, when we were in our 30s, confided in me about the abuse and sought my advice. I was one of the only people she consulted. Allegations of sexual assault must always be taken seriously, always. Those who make allegations always deserve to be heard. At the same time, the person who is the subject of the allegations also deserves to be heard. Due process is a foundation of the American rule of law. Due process means listening to both sides. I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It is not who I was. I am innocent of this charge. I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all of 10 years old, said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old.
We're going to come back. Final comments from David Knight. Then Owen Schroyer's coming in. We've got so much more lined up today. We're going to take a look at this. Ms. Ford's connections to the leftist arm of the CIA. Michael Savage is spotlighting it. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we know with Julian Assange that one of the two women he reportedly had sex with had done work for the CIA. And you've got Michael Savage pointing out some of these connections, and we have a Zero Hedge article that's excellent from a week ago that we're going to repost in full to InfoWars.com right now. CIA honey trap set, Kavanaugh accuser CIA ties. Now, I knew that her lawyer, Michael Bromwich, who works for Soros, works for the neocons, is the lawyer for Andrew McCabe, tied into Mueller. And he's the one sitting there basically quarterbacking a lot of this. But when I then actually read and went through the links, her dad's high-level deep state CIA in D.C. She's the recruiter at the university for the interns of the CIA, which they then call Google. I've explained that Google is the CIA, and that's why they're now rogue against our own military, rogue against the Pentagon. They won't even give AI technology that we paid for to the military, but they're giving it to communist China. I mean, the belligerence is incredible. And so David Knight's riding shotgun here with me, but I was going over this, and it is unbelievable. Her father has worked, still works for the CIA. And then they've got major congressional hearings and testimonies about it all. Ralph Blasey Jr., a proven CIA operative who from, and then it goes through, was vice president of the National Savings and Trust in Washington, D.C., a CIA black budget bank, set up for being 100 paces from the White House, and whom in 98 was taken over by SunTrust Bank, whose majority share owner is CIA-linked investment BlackRock. So this isn't just low-level stuff. This is the actual blue-blood, white shoeboy stuff. The importance of knowing the CIA banking connections to Ralph G. Blasey Jr., the report explains, is due to the outbreak of what is known as CIA bank war. And then it goes through all the declassifications. Vice President of Business Development of Redcoats, Inc., that's Ralph G. Blasey Jr. So the dad, the brother, all of it. All of it's called Redcoats. Admiralty Security Services, armed security for deep state elites in D.C. that is overseen by Redcoats, Inc., co-founder and vice chairman William F. Peel III. I mean, I know all these names. U.S. government contracts extending, and it goes through 2023. And then it goes into how the Assange was set up and everything that she does. I mean, read this. Is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? Asks Michael Savage. Who is Dr. Blasey Ford? Well, besides being a professor at the off-brand university, she also works at a major university down the street from Palo Alto. She just so happens to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University. Her brother, Ralph III, used to work for the international law firm Baker Hostetler. The firm created Fusion GPS, the company who wrote the Russian dossier. They later admitted it was only a collection of field interviews. Baker Hostetler is located in the same building where the CIA operates three companies called Redcoats, Inc., Admiral Security Services, Data Watch. They are operated by Ralph Blasey II. He is the father of Christine and Ralph III. Christine and Ralph III's grandfather was Nicholas Deke. Former CIA Director William Casey's acknowledged Deke's decades of service for the CIA at the highest levels. I mean, David Knight, I didn't know until later that she'd headed up the recruitment program. No wonder she's got young Google interns living at her house.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, you know, Alex, Is it any surprise that the CIA, they refer to themselves as redcoats in this context here, is it any surprise that the CIA, that has spent decades on arranging coups and overthrowing governments abroad, are doing it now at home? I mean, we were warned by this, by our founders, by Madison. He said, if tyranny comes to America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. They have been given a black budget. They have been given carte blanche. They have been given our liberties so they can fight foreign enemies abroad. And yet now what we see is that the CIA is nothing other than a self-interested group trying to fight Americans here domestically to overthrow our own
government. And this lady's whole family are deep state CIA, and then she's working with them, and then no one's even making an issue out of this. This is unbelievable. But, of course, this ditzy, stupid person can only operate and live within the confines of a deep state swamp where her daddy feeds her. I mean, this is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. And again, no basis for proof, but they don't need any basis because these are the types of tactics that we see all the time. And quite frankly, you know, Alex, when I look at Lindsey Graham, I agree with him. I mean, this is shameful what has happened. I wish that the Republicans had not countenanced it or been accomplices in it with Roy Moore, because that established this precedent. You go along with that and you get more of it. They saw that it worked. They could pad a he said, she said situation with a bunch of unsubstantiated, crazy, over the top.
But I think they've gone too far because when you've got Graham and all these others that are establishment starting to flip out, this isn't fake. People know the deep state wants to destroy America. It has a hard-on for it, and it's gone too far, and people want it out. We want it gone. They're in the way of progress. They're allied with China. Google arrogantly not giving AI technology we paid for to the U.S. military, but giving it to the Chi-Com military is treason, David. I mean, we have to deal with these people now.
That's right. And yet, as we see, you know, we heard Ted Cruz, or I guess it was Lindsey Graham, maybe talking about in the hearing yesterday, talking about the excellent report that the American Bar Association had given Kavanaugh initially. And now they are coming back, even though, you know, we played this multiple times and played it again today. Joe Biden saying 27 years ago that the FBI doesn't have anything to do with this. I mean, they've already had now 8-9 hours of testimony from them. What's the FBI going to give us? They're just going to give us that testimony again. In a condensed form, they're not going to draw any conclusions, and yet the American Bar Association is urging a delay on this now. And so this is the difficulty with this. They're going to have this vote today to get it out of committee. Tomorrow they're going to have a procedural vote, but they're not going to really vote on this in the full Senate until next week. And a lot of things can happen in this
cycle.
That was
my next question. What do you think they're going to pull? I mean, I think they see this as their Waterloo. If they don't win this, they think they're going to lose. They're all hands on deck, no holds barred, totally committed, 39 days out. I think they're going to pull something big.
Well, yeah, and again, the only thing that we've got really going in our favor, of course, it's not going to work with Jeff Flake. Flake is going to have to vote with Republicans. He said he's going to do it, but then, you know, they're saying, well, he's over here talking to this guy. We'll see what happens. I don't trust him until I actually see him vote. If he votes, they get it out of the committee. And then you've got a situation where these people want to draw this to a conclusion one way or the other, because early next week, they have to go home and they've got to get started campaigning because they're getting very close to the election. And you've got a lot of these people like Manchin who are going to be going into areas that are heavily went for President Trump. And Trump is going to say, they shut down my pick. And a lot of these places are conservative enough that they don't like these kind of shenanigans about he said, she said, without any due process, without any evidence, trashing a man's life like this. So that's going to be very difficult for them to immediately leave this and go home and try to win an election. So that's some pressure on them from that side. Otherwise, we'd be in really dire straits here.
Well, I know this. It's a riveting time to be alive and an incredible time to be on air. And I'm just praying for Judge Kavanaugh. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the whole crew. I'm praying for the audience because now's the time to be getting on our knees to God. Owen Schroyer's coming in with me next segment. Great job, David. And, of course, we'll have a lot of live coverage throughout the weekend, not just a Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a regular show. But we're going to be doing some live programming this weekend, and you'll be back on Monday, 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back with Owen Schroyer, and we're going to open the phones up, too, and a lot more on this Friday edition and a bunch of other clips.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much
confusion. Owen was just telling me that a few minutes ago, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana was saying, this is the craziest intergalactic conspiracy I ever heard of.
It's amazing, Alex, because I think some of these Republicans, you know, it's tough to understand where everyone's coming from with this, but I think some of these Republicans just didn't understand how corrupt the Democrats really were until they are seeing this.
And getting rid of due process is freaking dangerous.
It's just insane. here's what I said. Some of these people don't believe Christine Blasey Ford. One party doesn't believe Christine Blasey Ford. The other party knows she's lying. And you know what's going on here.
Well, none of her witnesses say anything she said happened. And now, I'd heard this, but I looked into it. She's the CIA recruiter at the college, and her dad and brothers and grandfathers are all high-level CIA.
She's also got connections with her lawyers to the resist movement, the P-hats.
She's a Hillary minion.
But Cory Booker and Senator Klobuchar said there's no political connection.
I saw that. He's like, this is ridiculous. How dare you say this is political? They just cover up all the real stuff.
But you just had a voice actress get banned from Twitter because she was doing a rendition of Christine Blasey Ford. So you know, you're allowed to make up Brett Kavanaugh. He's a gang rapist. You know, he's everything. But if you even think about criticizing Blasey Ford, you're out, bud. That's what got us banned on the War Room. So we got a suspension.
Well, that's what the whole New York Times was like. Do you find her story credible? Oh, God, we didn't mean to even ask that. Yeah. You can't even, like, imagine court TV and they're like, well, we can't show the prosecutor saying this is incredible because it might hurt someone's feelings. This is such sick political correctness. And it's like Oliver Darcy or this lady, you talk about their operatives and you get destroyed. They are protected little snowflakes. I mean, I tell you, they don't make James Bond the way they used to.
Well,
James Bond now is a bug-eyed liar.
I think that poll got pulled because the results did not get what they wanted.
Well, it was like the New York Times said, should Alex Jones be banned off more media? And they had 80-something percent New York Times saying no, so they pulled that one.
They're going to keep going. Here's the thing. You know, it's like Lindsey Graham said. They are so desperate for power. They're so desperate for the seat that they will do anything. And I think the average American sees that.
Well, they're just a cancer. I mean, it's like Venezuela's collapsing. But everywhere the left gets control.
What logical assumption can you make at this point, Alex, based on the Twilight Zone level of events that we've witnessed in really the past 2 years, but let's just say 48 hours? The Democrat Party, for them to go along with this,
has a stay-behind network with all the power of the intelligence agencies, blocking Trump, engaged in mutiny, seven ways to Sunny to get back at you. They're doing it to me. People say, well, then why don't you back down? Here's the deal. To restore the republic, to bring back free market, to bring back a system where leftists aren't running things that hate the nuclear family and hate Christians and love radical Islam, I mean, someone has to get attacked. So I expected to be attacked. I didn't expect that InfoWars would be the tip of the spear. So I'm sitting right where I want to be. No matter what happens, it's a testament. And now Kanye West comes out, and I already knew this was going on behind the scenes. But, you know, it says Alex Jones and Donald Trump are the Matrix breakers. And he's saying that in a press conference, and it's quoted in a bunch of newspapers, but then they cut that out of the video because they don't, because he said, everyone knows, oh, God, cut out when he says Alex Jones, you're not allowed to say that on the Internet. Wow. So like in the Soviet Union, you can say words. I mean, I guess you can't call the dictator of China, who's the bear that likes the honey, Winnie the Pooh? That's banned. Emojis of Taiwan are banned in China and now other places. But now even Kanye West cannot say the name Alex Jones. It's cut out of all the feeds because it is the name you may not say. It's like saying Sauron or something, Lord of the Rings. Like, Sauron. I'm getting all like, oh, don't say that. Like, you're a crow.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. No.
So, but they're about to take a vote here, Alex, and I think Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed, and I think that the Democrats and the left are going to go out and start engaging in domestic violence and terrorism.
And again, this is going out of the committee. Did you guys tell me they're going to the vote right now? Oh, there you go.
They will be shortly, but, you know, we've got a great deal going right now on Nason Iodine, Alex, that is a matrix breaker. That's why you're a matrix breaker, Alex.
Well, let me just say that the bad halogens hit your pineal gland. This is on record to you go in there and clean that out, your thyroid, all of it. And ladies and gentlemen, seriously, there isn't a place you can spend money to fight the globalists in a better place and get great products. So, yes, normally I always go a day or two after a sale supposedly over and you say, this is the last day, this is the last day. I've been so busy, as everybody knows, up until midnight most nights, that I have not done the new specials, okay? And that's my fault. And this is the final run of X2, the best halogen, the best iodine out there. It's amazing. It is the final run. So let me go ahead and just actually cut a little commercial here for the weekend so that we can get this out to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn about the pineal gland, if you learn about the thyroid, if you learn about the body, and you find out that iodine is on the periodic table. Iodine is a building block that if you do not have it in the human body, you cannot live, just like oxygen, just like water, okay? And they've adulterated it in the soil, or it's bound to other elements, and people are not absorbing it. You can search engine. When the Fed started putting a crappy form of iodine in salt in the 20s, IQ points went up 15% on average in the Midwest. It caused massive reductions in infertility and deformity and mental retardation, okay? It's that simple. Why are the Japanese one of the highest IQs, longest-lived people? Because they get a lot of iodine from seafood. They also get a lot of mercury, which kind of counteracts it, so they have some disorders and problems that mercury causes. This doesn't have mercury in it. Okay, this is just pure iodine in palm oil, 99999999% pure. And we get it from oil companies and gas companies that drill between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. We have to go through a DEA distributor because the raw stuff is a controlled substance because it can be used to make all sorts of things for people that have obviously watched Breaking Bad. What we sell can't do that. It's patented. It's injected as gas into the palm oil and denatured. So instead of being unpalatable to the stomach and throat and body, it's very palatable. So it's not just the purest iodine out there in this proprietary, finally a Russian connection, patented Russian technique of injecting the gas in. It then allows you to absorb more of it naturally in your body. So this is the end of X2. When you break a contract, you get new suppliers, which we're trying to do. If it's a new formulation via the FDA rules and all that, you have to sit there and then call it something else. So we're trying to bring back X, whatever it's going to be. But this is the final run. It's going to be a while till we get more. I'm being optimistic we will get more. They've already taken PayPal. They're trying to take our other payment processors. We have PayPal until like next Wednesday or so. So you can still go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, and you can still order X2. You can still get the products. And seriously, they're so crazy 39 days out. They're ramping up so nuts. They see us as such enemies. Who the knows? So now is the time to provision us in the fight if we get our supply lines cut off for a while at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the T-shirts, get the books, get the films, get the materials that have been game changers already. Be part of history. A lot of you have already done it, but a ton of you are on the fence. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements and get some of the Wake of America coffee. It's competitively priced. The same stuff sold under another name at Whole Foods for $7 more a bag. This is great organic Chiapas, high mountain stuff from southern Mexico. And we drink it here in the office. It's my favorite coffee. I think you'll love it. It's one of our biggest reorder items. The point is InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got workarounds to what they're trying to do, but they're actually engaging in things that are mafia tactics now. Like you see them doxing senators and stuff. It's beyond that now, okay? And I'm not going to even get into what's going on. Just we need your prayers, your support, and we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and commit now, this weekend, to say, I'm going to dump my PayPal wallet here, and I'm going to stop using the thing. I'm going to let them know why. And I'm going to call Congress and talk about how they're trying to acquire all these other payment processors around the world and how that deal goes through next month and how that needs to be stopped under Sherman Antitrust because it is evil what they're doing. And other companies engaged in this need to be stopped as well. But support us at InfoWarsStore.com today or 888-253-3139. Oh, and now is such a critical time.
The vote's about to come up. And you've seen how desperate the Democrats are for power, everything they've done just for this one seat. They see themselves dying. They see their culture revolution dying. And they know that if they lose this seat, they are might as well be dead. So they're going to get violent if this goes through. And I think it will, Alex. This is going to get crazy.
All right. Owen Schroyer and more of your calls and a ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Just some good old boys.
Show.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm. We told you never saw men in trouble.
You know, we were talking during the break. They're going to make their move. And here's the article from PJ Media. It's up on Infowars.com. It's totally accurate because I see it everywhere. I experience it. You had this New York City professor, the one that says kill the cops, kill the president, kill Pence. He's running the group that went in and got in Cruz's face, and there were death threats on the restaurant that will kill you if you serve them. So, and this is real Soviet-style tactics. They mean business. So here's the headline. Communist planning armed insurrection on Twitter, especially if Kavanaugh is confirmed. And Twitter lets them, just like World Star Hip-Hop, can, you know, have snuff films on there, racial killing attacks. That's okay, but we're banned. Dr. Bones, the co-host of the Far Leftist podcast, The Guillotine, started the conversation going with his 5,000-plus Twitter followers. Hey, quick little question for the military-minded lefties. Should leftists train organize in an insurgent focus where they blend into civilian population for potential attacks on a more militia structure focused on holding and maintaining turf? And then it goes into planning the ambushes and assassinations. Let me just say, I hope not to go down this road, but if they do go down that road, you have all been lazed, my friends. You have all They're so stupid. Now, you notice some of the Antifa groups, you don't see them anymore out on the streets. Some of them have kind of gone away now. I don't know why. I don't know why. Some of the awesome ones have gone away for a while. But the point is that do they even understand that conservatives and patriots, we don't want violence, but it's our business once it starts?
Well, I think there may be a turning point for some of them that's the basic psychology of being on the winning team, and they've been deceived to think that the winning team was hating Trump, and now they're starting to see the light and the real fascism at Google and Apple, etc. But for those that are going to go the opposite direction, Alex, this is my real concern. You know, you're already seeing the rhetoric. I mean, these people really believe that we're about to nominate or confirm a gang rapist to the Supreme Court.
Because they said so. Just like when they say you're a effing Nazi and it's not true, they just believe it. They just go, Nazi, Hitler, get. That's how they dehumanize you.
I mean, but here's the, I mean, this is like the craziest thing. Like in one group of people's reality, I work for Israel. And then another group of people's reality, I'm a Nazi. So it's incredible. But I just think, Alex, that when you believe that there is a Nazi in the White House, a white supremacist in the White House, and he just nominated a gang rapist, I mean, these people really believe that they're mentally deranged. What do you think they're going to do? That they're being primed, they're being groomed, they're being instigated by people like Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and Diane Crimestein. So are we really going to be shocked when we see some violence come from this confirmation? I'm not going to be shocked at all. In fact, I expect it.
No, exactly. Let me give them a little advice. If they have hidden cells, you don't dox yourselves and talk about it publicly. Hidden cells and focus on ambushes and assassinations to bleed right-leaning forces. Now, and what did I say that got me first banned on Twitter? I said the left is doxing conservatives, libertarians, Christians, and ICE and saying they're going to come kill you at your house. And they're so mindless that they don't care if you're left-wing or right-wing working for the government. They're going to kill you. I said you should have your battle rifles ready.
No, I think I'm gonna start walking around with my assault rifle, Alex. I'm not even kidding.
No, at a gut level, I finally went ahead and upped security now at the house and everything. And of course, here, we've upped security. And that's the thing. It's just like a tool. Like I got a toothbrush in the bathroom and a comb brush, and I got a spatula for flipping hamburgers or pancakes. And, you know, I've got the instant access pistol safe right there with, you know, ready to go. So that's what it comes down to. But we have to be ready that's who these people are. Now, their normal technique, because they're so cowardly, is just to throw a Molotov cocktail at your front door. So you've got to have, that's their main training. So you've got to have your fire extinguishers and stuff ready.
And probably, you know, if you're worried about that, get cameras on your exterior, interior, you know, make sure nothing like this happens. So it looks like Jeff Flake, who was about to flake out on the vote.
Oh, yeah, they were going to have the vote, but they couldn't because Flake was missing. Kind of David Knight's prediction.
He's back, though. So
Okay, he's back. We're going to go to this here. Here's Senator Grassley.
On Senator Flake. Well, thank you. I have been speaking with a number of people on the other side. We've had conversations ongoing for a while with regard to making sure that we do due diligence here. And I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week.
David predicted it.
In order to let the FBI
Snowflake, Arizona,
continue
Jeff
to
Flake.
Do an investigation.
He built himself up. We need due process.
To the current.
Isn't God great to name this guy Flake?
And limit in time to no more than 1 week. And I will vote to advance the bill to the floor with that understanding. And I've spoken to a few other members who on my side of the aisle.
They're going to pile on with another 50 women.
But that's my position. I think that
Flake just called the vote.
That
well, they're going to pass it out of committee, but now they're going to have to vote that they're going to delay it a week.
That we do all due diligence with a nomination this important. And I want to say that this committee has acted properly, and the chairman has been.
He's a dead duck politician, so he can do this with no political recourse.
From this committee, and to delay this vote in this committee for a week, so that Judge.
Oh, he wants that. Oh, that's even worse. That's a 2 week.
That Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, could be heard, and she was yesterday. So that's with that agreement. I will vote to advance the bill to the floor.
Okay.
Clerk will call the roll.
Just one second. Can Diane speak?
Chinese voting spot. On?
Let's see. We are voting.
Literal Chinese spot. She shouldn't even be allowed to speak at this. She has all these Chinese deals. She put their operative in to run her book. And part of her deal being an operative is we run your damn office.
She's just worth $100 million, Chinese spy. Let's let her run the committee.
It's way more than that. Dude, she transferred billions to her husband.
Sorry, that's just on record.
That is my understanding, and if the Democrats could speak to it, if Chris or you, as we talked about before, that the Democrats would accept and endorse a...
See, there's all these criminals that just want control to loot the country. No, you're going to do it free market. You're going to damn earn the money. Just because you're a big blob Feinstein and get $2 billion to your husband's biotech company, that means you get to be this big fat demon goblin. Run our lives, you freaking witch.
Mr. Graham. Mr. Cornyn.
God, this country is controlled by a bunch of trash.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Fett.
Aye.
Mr. Flake.
Aye.
Mr. Cuomo. Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
This is
aye.
On the nominee.
Mrs. Feinstein.
Yeah.
On the nominee. No. Mr. Leahy.
Feinstein's so senile.
She knows her crimes.
No.
I'm the nominee. No.
Mr. Blumenthal.
No.
Ms. Corona.
No.
Mr. Hooker.
No.
Ms. Harris.
No.
Man, isn't it an honor standing as the scum? I mean,
it's eye-opening.
The nominee will be reported to the
floor. Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank my friend and colleague, Senator Flake, and thank you for giving us the time today to have a conversation.
You've got to bring on other 50 women.
Yeah, 8 hours yesterday.
They'll all work for the CIA, but it's their daddies all work there.
No political connections.
There's no political connections.
Hillary Clinton will come forward next.
Still, Kavanaugh raped me.
I respect Blake's view.
Maybe Brian Stelter. Maybe he was at a party.
I am Brian Stelter. Kavanaugh raped me.
Yesterday, and advance the nominee to the floor. But it is my hope that we could work together on a bipartisan basis to diligently pursue an FBI investigation within the next week.
I love that they use the FBI to, like, block America's recovery, everything. The FBI already transferred it forward and said, we will not investigate. We have no jurisdiction. It's a state matter, and it's 36 years old. It's absurd.
Diligently.
Let's bring in Mr. Schrock.
Thank you.
Let's bring in NASA. Thank you, NASA, Senator. We need you to investigate Brett Kavanaugh's history here.
I support that motion. I think we do need this investigation.
Well,
misunderstood Senator Flake.
Because we need a proctology exam immediately of him publicly.
Investigation. So
I will do it immediately.
For that investigation.
Look at this weird vampire behind her. Nosferatu's daughter.
I love this committee, but we're not the majority leader. Senator Flake has made clear what it would take him to be comfortable on a final passage vote. But it doesn't matter what we say here. This will be up to Senator Schumer and Senator McConnell. So
it is completely up to them.
Yeah, and I think Jeff has made himself very clear, and
Senator,
let's move.
Senator Leahy. Senator Lee.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure, because this is somewhat unprecedented. When I do agree with the Senator from Arizona that we should have this further investigation.
Another Democrat.
So my understanding is that during...
I love how they pass it, but still say it's not passed. It's all unprecedented. It's total Chi-Com hijacking. God help us. Just look at this collection of nincompoops who have all gotten rich sucking off of us. And they're just afraid that they've been selling America out to the Chi-Coms and that Trump's, like, pulling it away from them. I mean, yeah, it's time. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of this fiasco.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.